Shabbat Shalom. As rational human beings, we tend to get upset when things do not seem to follow the national order. For example, not being a native speaker of English, the phrase back and forth bothers me. Since we usually walk forwards, my instinct tells me the phrase should be forth and back, but that doesn't sound right. So I go with the flow and I say back and forth. Today's Torah portion, Mishpatim, contains the phrase Naaseh Benishma, which seems to be stated backwards and has given rise to much commentary. It is translated as we shall do and we shall hear or understand. Logically, we need to understand first what we are doing and then do it. For example, when you want to bake a cake, first you read the recipe, you gather the ingredients, and then you bake it. In other words, you need to plan and understand before you do something. To help us unravel the mystery of the phrase Naaseh Benishma, I am going to use the insights of Aviva Zornberg in her book, The Particulars of Rapture. She is a contemporary Bible scholar and wonderful teacher who has lectured here at Sinai Temple. To put the phrase in context, it appears during the revelation at Sinai. According to Zornberg, Rashi uses a flashback and says the phrase was said before God gave the Ten Commandments, and what Moses read to the people were the laws that existed since the time of creation. Zornberg contends that a text read aloud can transform the people who hear it. We change ourselves and the world with language. Reading has many benefits. It allows us to refresh ourselves, and that is one of the joys of Shabbat. Reading, especially when done with someone else, may lead us to find hidden truths. That is one of the advantages of studying in Hebruta, with another person as a partner. Going back to our phrase Naaseh Benishma, how can the Israelites commit to doing before they know what it is they're being asked to do? Rashi thinks this is impetuous. However, the Talmud calls this the secret of the angels. That is, when the Israelites said, "We shall do before we shall hear," 600,000 angels came down and attached two crowns to each Israelite, one for the doing, the other for the hearing. Zornberg explains the secret of the angels with the analogy to a virtuoso musician whose skill makes movement seem to happen before thought can intervene. Many of us who saw and heard Yitzhak Perlman a year ago here at Sinai Temple can attest to that. However, a musician reaches this stage after many years of practice. For the Israelites in the desert, the response was spontaneous, not practiced. The secret of the angels doesn't explain the Israelites' willingness to be so spontaneous. Zornberg goes back to Rashi, to his flashback, and finds that this willingness is a desire to go beyond knowledge. It is a desire to seek the face of the other, meaning God. The hearing dimension is an openness to the future, to the continual revelation of the not yet revealed. It is a constant quest. To me, the unusual order of the words in the phrase Naaseh Benishma is a subtle way of telling us that we need to be aware of ourselves and our surroundings with our entire being. The hearing dimension that Aviva Zornberg talks about is made palpable in the act of seeing. And since I paint, I can explain it in relation to paintings. For example, Impressionist painters fill their canvas with tiny little brush strokes, which put together illuminate the canvas with a unique energy. If we look up close, we would see every single brush stroke, but that wouldn't be very interesting. Worse, we wouldn't understand the picture. Zornberg says, and I quote, "Spiritual power emanates from the uniqueness and the distance of the object," end of quote. Sometimes we need to take a pause from our everyday routine to see where we stand and to understand where we're going. We need to put some distance between ourselves and that which we seek. Shabbat and the high holidays afford us that time. However, to look at the big picture, we need to have painted it first. This may explain the apparent contradiction of Naaseh Benishma. God demands action from us. Action will lead to understanding later on. Stand back to look forward. The phrase back and forth is not so strange after all. Shabbat Shalom.